Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, the rest of the story.
1, 2, 3.
The only thing that has really made me feel guilty as a football fan and less of a football fan is special teams. When I hear Bill Parcells and Bill Belichick and all the football geniuses say it is just as important as offense and defense, I always say to myself, wrong, disagree, roll my eyes, but how are you going to disagree with the greatest football minds ever? And I'm sitting over here playing mixed doubles tennis. So
it's easy. You just tell them they're wrong.
Right?
Yeah, you deal with it.
Well, now the argument holds more weight because of the de-emphasis of special teams in the NFL. The injuries, the rules, the onside kick has been taken away. Kickoff returns have been taken away. They want to make everything safer. So there's no way now you can tell me the special teams is just as important. I get field position, and I get the league being decided by 3 points. I understand all that, but it has to have less impact, has to have less importance. With that said,
no doubt.
Our number 10 Cowboy Camp storyline is this, 877-881-1053. Autoflex Leasing Fantex, where's your trust in Brett Maher? How much do you trust him?
I don't trust him at all.
At all?
No, zero.
Zero?
I have zero trust in him.
He went 29 of 36 last year. Mm-hmm. He's the guy, of course, that got Dan Bailey kicked out the door. My relationship with Dan's mother now over social media has been damaged. She doesn't check in on me as much. She doesn't say hello. All that is gone because of Brett Maher and the Cowboys front office.
The best thing about Brett Maher is that he's got a long foot.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me name you the kickers that he had a better field goal percentage than last year. At 29 for 36. Doesn't sound all that bad. It's 80%. 80.6. These are the kickers he was better than last year. Brandon McManus, Steven Hauschka, who, by the way, both kick outdoors. Cody Parkey, outdoors. Dan Bailey, old. Chris Boswell, outdoors. That's it. Those are the only ones he had a better field goal percentage than. And again, they kicked in Denver, Buffalo, Chicago, and Pittsburgh. Not exactly a controlled environment.
The Cowboys were 24th in field goal percentage last year, 8th in extra points.
Yeah, he was 97% in extra points.
Yeah.
So he makes his PATs.
Now you know what is coming across on the fan text, 877-881-1053. 50 plus, trust him. 50 and under, don't. Brett Maher last year, 20 to 29 yards, 10 for 10. 30 to 39 yards, 6 for 8. 40 to 49, 7 of 11. 50 plus, 6 of 7.
Right, so trust it from 50 plus, great. So you're going to have a kicker out there for 7 kicks. 7 kicks that were attempted to 50 plus.
Remember, the old joke was, if the Cowboys were attempting a 47-yard field goal, purposely jump.
Offsides.
Purposely jump for a false start and make it a 52-yarder for Maher to have a better chance of making it.
Absolutely. You know, it's crazy like that, but that's kind of the way it is. I don't have a whole lot of trust in it, and it would not stun me if he is not the kicker this year. If they have some camp competition going on, and he is not the kicker. Now, I will say this. This is where Bill Parcells and all those old fogies are wrong.
Yeah.
These are the top 10 percentage-wise field goal kicking teams in the NFL last year. Stop me when you hear a playoff team. Number one, San Fran. Number two, the Giants. Number three, Atlanta. Number four, Oakland. Number five, the Chargers. There you go. Then New Orleans. Okay, those are two environments that are very, very controlled. Seven, the Jets. Eight, Jacksonville. Nine, Miami. 10, the best kicker in the league in Justin Tucker, whose team squeaked in. 11, Washington. So out of your top 11, what do you got? Two? Three? That were playoff teams?
And the rules have changed.
Well, the rules have changed, no doubt.
Rules have changed.
But of the other teams, Kansas City was 12, Houston was 13, Rams were 16, Indy was 18, Patriots were 20, Philly was 21, Seattle 23, Cowboys 25, Chicago 28. Yeah, it matters. Like, you want a kicker that is I mean, I want a better kicker than Brett Maher. But it's, I mean, having the, like, it's the last thing you fill.
What did you have the Cowboys 25th in right there?
Brett Maher was 25th in field goal percentage.
Yes.
When you factor in extra points, they bump up a little bit, but in strictly field goal percentage, the team was 25th.
Cowboy camp storylines number 10. Let's just jumble it all together. We're not going to do multiple days of special teams topics, all right? What about the return? I can't remember the last time this team had a legitimate, consistent return threat.
Deion. When Dez did it for half a year.
Yeah.
You
right?
Know, that was it.
Look at this. The Cowboys were dead kickoff return yards for the whole year. The leader was the Jets.
Andre Roberts.
1,238
right?
yards. Okay, kickoff return yardage.
Yeah, that also means you're giving up a lot of touchdowns.
1,238. The Cowboys had 283. Your face just froze. From 1238 to 283, we were dead last in the league. Next lowest was Indy at 337. The Colts had 337 kickoff return yards. We had 283.
I bet you if you looked at that, you would find that a majority of the teams at the bottom play in domes. I'm just going, I haven't seen this.
Houston, Detroit, Chicago, no. Indy, us, yes.
Yeah, so like they're getting a little bit longer. Like the Jets had the most.
Yep.
Like that's a tough place to kick. They're playing in New England and Buffalo as well. So that makes some sense. But also notice
we were 26
this.
In punt return yards.
Ooh, notice this too. Since 2009, so 10 years ago, kick return yards per return have been cut in half.
Yeah.
Kick returns in total have been cut in half. And then the yards per return are about the same.
Yep.
And since 2009, punt returns total, the amount of returns, are down 20%. Yards per return are down 25%.
Yeah.
They're just not taking the chance. It's not like even, like the whole special teams thing is.
That's why people are saying just after a touchdown, put it on the 30. Like, you think you don't want your kid to be Zeke Elliott nowadays with the devaluing of running backs? Make sure your kid is not Devin Hester.
Yeah.
Make sure your kid is not Dante Hall, because those guys would be irrelevant in the past 5 years. They were in the right era because they got rid of all this return stuff because of special teams. And why does this matter? Well, last year to start off the season, the NFL, through their first 11 games, 8 were decided by 3 points or less. So Mike Fisher always says it's a 500 league. He's right. It can be a three-point league, too.
Oh, yeah.
Go look. With the teams that make the humongous jumps, they always give the stat, basically. Games that were decided by 6 points or less. Games were decided by 3 points or less. And whatever side of the pendulum you're on will determine your season most likely.
Right.
You're either going to be 3-6 in those close games or 6-3. That's the way it works out for every NFL season.
100%. The amount of luck that goes into an NFL season, a season in sports in general. I mean, look at one-run victories in baseball. A lot of that is largely a great play, a missed pitch, a missed hanging slider that just is a warning track fly ball instead of a home run. And in football, it's the tip ball that doesn't get intercepted. That's what it is. It's the fumble that comes back to your player. That's what it is. It's luck, a lot of it.
All right, the latest on Zeke. Tomorrow we'll do number 9 with our Cowboy Camp Countdown as we get set for Oxnard, California.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.